you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, January 17th, 2022. Hello, Marianne.
Hi there, Mark.
Wow, I'm excited. We're launching into a new series. We've been talking about prayer and practicing prayer, and it's been foundational or fundamental for the success of this radio ministry. We've had prayer warriors involved before we even went on the air many years ago.
That's great.
People that continue to pray for us. It just so happens that you're part of an international prayer ministry. You've been doing that for years. We'll maybe touch on that a little bit today, but we're going to launch into our first day of reading, maybe more of an introduction and just an overview of this book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. Maybe next Monday we'll have him a part of Mark and Friends and we'll interview him and talk about this book. But we're going to be reading excerpts or portions from this book in the coming days on Mondays. And so I'm excited to share that with you. And hopefully as you tune in on Mondays, you'll participate, you'll pray. And prayer really, Marianne, as you know, it's not only talking with God, but it's also oftentimes listening to God's voice. Mm-hmm. I mean, prayer is not just a one way where here's our laundry list of things we want resolved. It's communicating. It's getting to know God. It's having that intimacy. And the prayers aren't always even just verbal where we say them out loud. It can be said in our head.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's postures of prayer. You know, some people pray with their arms open or their hands in the air or on their knees. And so I think we're going to really learn and grow together through this.
You know, Gary Grogan, who was the pastor, I think he's pastor emeritus over at Stone Creek now, said something to me years ago, and I don't want to say I'm quoting him because it was quite a long while ago, but the impact of what he said was that we have, as a kind of American churches, sometimes pushed off the whole prayer, quote, ministry onto intercessors and people, and we think, okay, they're praying over there. We'll go out and do the work. He said, that's a dreadful error we've made. That's not in the Bible.
Yeah.
In the Bible is everybody prays.
Yeah. Well, how many times, and you with your father being a pastor and a missionary, or you know many pastors, okay, pastor, will you pray? And like with our ministry leaders network here, it's so refreshing when somebody else will pray. It's like, oh, well, pastor, you have a direct line with God. Will you pray? I mean, that's subtly what we're saying, but really God values all of us praying. We all need to go to him, not just our pastors.
That's kind of what Gary, Pastor Grogan, was saying. He wasn't putting down the prayer groups. In fact, he pushes and encourages those. It was that we all need to pray.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, the front of this bookmark, there's this quote.
Bookmark?
Oh, wow. Yeah, Mark.
That's when people say, I have a question mark. Oh, a question mark? How about an apostrophe?
Okay,
do you have an exclamation point?
Wait, you've got a long list of those. We've got to get going here.
Oh, so on the front page, on the front of this cover.
Dr. Ergun Kaner, he gives like a quote on the front of this book. Do not read this book if you want information. Read this book only if you desire a transformation. It will drive you to your knees.
Yeah. This is a great book. I read it some years back, and then I think it was last Monday I talked a little more about it. It had a huge impact on my life years ago. And then as I was thinking about future things we were going to do, and you and I talked about going through a series of old hymns.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about that.
We're going to do some readings on that in the coming days. But this book surfaced when I was in the midst of that prayer revolution book that people were reading, and other people were talking about prayer. And I'd been thinking about prayer, and then I started rereading this book. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a great one for our listeners and for me and for you. And I can't wait to launch into it. And so I called up and I got discounted copies. I think I purchased 50 books. So there's some at the WLUJ studios and some here right at Marketplace Mall. $10. I think they usually cost, let's see, the back of the book, I think. Oh, it doesn't say. Sometimes it'll say like $26 or
$18. Yeah, it doesn't say, does it?
But I'm sure you can't get it cheaper unless it's used. But we have them here available, $10. Or if you pick them up at the WLUJ studios, I dropped off 10 or 15 there. But I do have more still at home. But we'll be officially maybe begin reading excerpts or chapters next week or in 2 weeks if I can get Dave early. And then I talked with him on the phone. He said, sure, I'm open. And thank you for buying the books. And I said, hey, when we did the 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart, I think we ended up getting 300 plus copies of that book.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping
people
many
kept
of
asking
our,
for it.
Well, I think once we start reading it and people start hearing some of his thoughts, they're going to say, I got to get that book.
I think they will too.
And I've already handed some to our board and some to some other friends, given it to them. It's one of my favorite books, but it's titled Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders, and it's Dave Early. And so maybe next Monday he'll be on Mark and Friends.
No, I hope so.
But I began with this verse, Ephesians 1:16, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Because last Wednesday and Thursday, I was at the WLUJ studios signing thank you letters. It was the 2021 letters that people receive so they can use for their taxes or it, you know, it kind of shows what their giving was. Anyways, as I was driving home on Thursday, I was listening to Janet Parshall, In the Market with Janet Parshall, who's the real deal, friends. If you like and enjoy her, I've sat with her for lunch and breakfast at some of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Mm-hmm. She's the real deal. Down to earth, humble, even though she's so gifted and talented, and man, she has her vocabulary, and she's spot on when it comes to God's Word and talking with people. She can hold her own with anyone. In fact, I always said she's the one that you'd want on your team. You wouldn't want
great.
To be opposing her.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's the real deal. She interviewed Alistair Begg in the first hour of her segment.
Oh, wow, that's a duo.
And he just
wrote
a book on, I think it's Big Prayer, Grand Prayer. It was like two words. It was a book on prayer, and it was a fascinating conversation, so I heard that whole hour. And then she interviewed, for the next hour of her program, Ruth Bell Graham, who also came out with a book. I think it recorded some of her personal prayers, and it's like a journal diary and the importance of prayer. And both of those conversations dealt with these two very well-known godly people that also felt called to write on prayer. And I don't know when either one of them began that journey where they felt called to write on prayer, but then also some months back when I started talking about this book and felt like we need to talk about prayer and go through this book together. So it's kind of interesting. Sometimes God begins a movement, and it seems like at least those two other well-known Christian speakers are focusing on prayer. So God could focus on his word. He could focus on a million things. But I think in the days ahead, you're going to really be blessed by this book, Prayer, The Timeless Seeker of High Impact Leaders. And on the back it says, Dave Early has written an important book that calls all of us to a higher prayer commitment. We all want to be high-impact leaders, but we must remember that we will never go as high as God intends without continual fervent prayer. And that's hopefully a foundation stone that we all need to build on, is our intimacy with God, our knowledge of understanding who he is, to talking with him. And for some, maybe, Marianne, you know, they see God as this lofty, high, righteous, all-powerful, which he is, but maybe sometimes unapproachable, or they view God the Father through the experience they had with their own earthly father. And so sometimes God the Father, God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, who is wonderful, who is grand, who is holy, sometimes because of how our earthly fathers modeled characteristics, we indict him, or we look at him through those lenses, like he's unapproachable, or he's too busy for me, or he failed me, or he abused me, or he harmed me, or hurt me. And so we have to always be very careful that we don't look at God through, I mean, sometimes we can't help it, but God is holy, and he is good, and he is loving, and he is perfect, and he cares for you, and he's demonstrated that in millions of ways, let alone sending his own son for you. So God has perfect love for you. And if you had a great dad, maybe it's a little easier for you to go towards God the Father. But if you didn't have a good dad, don't let that stop you from pursuing this holy, wonderful God that cares for you.
Yeah. You know, I want to say something about this, that quote you just read. He says, we all want to be high-impact leaders. Some people will feel like, well, I'm not really a leader. I mean, I'm not really, I'm not a minister of a church or something. And then we would say, you know, yeah, but you, if you're a mother, you're a leader, or you're a teacher. But I would go many steps further. I think every single person is a leader or a teacher. And some years back, I was asked to write a, I don't know what you call it, article, something, for a book called The Visionaries of America, which I was in, and I don't even know why. But anyway, I got in it, and I wrote this article, and I really believe it. Every single one of us, every day, every minute, are teaching somebody something. We're teaching them that we think they are worthy of respect, that they're worth listening to, that we are polite to them. We're leading them to know certain things or not by what we don't say. We are all leaders.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, I think that word leader, because we put leaders up on a pedestal or we think of these great leaders. And I like sometimes substituting the word influencers, like we're all influencers.
Yeah, that's a great
word. In fact, we are. I like where you said the mother that's leading her family, leading the children.
But
leading.
Just your friend, just anybody you're with. Yeah. I mean, if someone is disrespectful to you, they're teaching you, they're telling you that they don't think you're worth listening to, or they can tell you that you are and teach you your value.
Yeah, we all have that leadership ability, that influencing ability.
I like your word, influencers.
Yeah.
We are. There's no getting around that.
Yeah, all of us are. Hey, remember we prayed up the program right before? We always pray up each and every program when we have special guests in here. In fact, we're going to have a special guest, Lord willing, tomorrow, Joel Williams. He's with CMF International. That's
great.
Christian Missionary Fellowship International. We're going to have him on Testimony Tuesday to share some of his faith journey and the work that he's doing in Kenya. He's an influencer, but we always, I guess my point was, we always pray before the program. So when we have guests in here, I might say, Marianne, you pray first, and
then our special guest,
you pray, then I'll close in prayer and such. But prayer is very fundamental, foundational, a practice that we all should be a part of. And it's interesting. I think it was Ruth Bell Graham was talking last Thursday on the Janet Parshall program, and she was saying, you know, some people prefer to do their prayer time later at night. And she's like, let me encourage you. Let me exhort you. No, start the day in prayer. It sets the course of your day. It can influence how the whole day turns out. Don't wait till the evening or when it's convenient. Get up earlier and always begin the day. And she was really emphasizing. I generally always start my day. I have a certain routine that I do where I pray in bed before I get out of bed. Some people kneel right beside their bed because it's the first thing they do. It's like, if I'm going to get out of bed, I'm going to go to my knees and pray. But she said, let me exhort you people that maybe pray in the evening, at least start somewhat of a practice in the morning, because it could set the course of your whole day.
How about you just do both?
Yeah, that's right. Or the pray without ceasing. And then she talked about that. That doesn't mean every single moment of every hour that you're praying and you're cognizant of praying and always praying. But she said, when you put into motion, Lord, order my steps this day and help me be aware of your leading, your prodding. That's kind of the spirit that you'll carry throughout the day, that as you stop and pause before you make the phone call, Lord, be in this next phone call. Before you have an appointment and you walk into a business or the grocery store, Lord, order my steps, give me words to say. I mean, we can really set that course by just asking God to be involved in all of our daily activities.
Absolutely.
Well, I was going to start the program. Remember, I said, hey, I'll begin with a song and then launch into our prayer time of reading. So
I did hear that.
I heard the song last Thursday on Janet Parshall, our program.
Okay.
And so here's Babby Mason. And so I just wanted to start laying some groundwork for our future readings with this song. May it bless you and encourage you. And then Marianne will read, I think we're going to read an introduction from this book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders.
The army of Judah was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we called upon the Lord, we summoned all of heaven. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. When Daniel faced the lions, for worshiping the Lord. It seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. And your prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
So that was Babbie Mason helping us launch into our first readings from Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. This book, I highly recommend it, one of my all-time favorites. You can purchase it for $10 by stopping by the Great News Media Center here at Marketplace Mall or the WLUJ Studios at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield, Illinois. You can certainly get it online, and maybe some Christian bookstores have it, but nobody can sell it to you for $10, you know, any better. I got a great discount because I bought 50 copies, and if 50 of you show up in the next few days, we'll order more. And they said that they'll keep the price down for us. But
and I guess cash or a check. We don't have a credit card reader here anyway.
No, we can do the credit card too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So never mind that.
We'll make it easy for you to pay for
or
that
credit
$10.
Card.
Yes.
Okay. You want me to read the introduction?
Sure.
Do you hunger to influence people for God? Would you love to become a more effective leader? Is it your passion to make a deeply positive spiritual difference in the lives of as many people as possible? If so, I want to help you get there. Or should I say, God will help you get there.
Hmm.
But you need to follow His plan and use the device He's prescribed as the non-negotiable tool in every high-impact leader's toolkit, prayer.
Yes.
Prayer. Leadership is influence. That's the word you used, an influencer.
Yeah.
These were the words that rang out from the grizzled man whose voice had lost much of its power. But that did not matter to any of us. We'd come to hear him. Many will agree that the speaker, J. Oswald Sanders, 1917 to 1992, was one of the finest Christian leaders and teachers of spiritual leadership in the 20th century. Dr. Sanders served as a Christian leader for nearly 60 years and authored more than 40 books on the Christian life. He left a promising law practice in his native New Zealand to serve as an instructor and administrator at the Bible College of New Zealand. He later became General Director of the China Inland Mission, now known as OMF International, and was instrumental in bringing many new mission projects throughout East Asia. When I heard that he would be in my area, I rearranged my schedule to hear this veteran leader and teacher share insights on leadership in what was one of the last talks he gave before he departed to heaven. Even though he lacked the physical robustness of his earlier years, Sanders did not disappoint. In his lecture, he made several statements that made so much sense that they've been deeply unforgettable. Leadership is influence, he said, with piercing passion. He continued, "Since leadership is the ability to move and influence people, the spiritual leader will be alert to discover the most effective way of doing this." Then he reached a crescendo with his main point, prayer influences men by influencing God to influence them.
Read that again. Pay attention, everyone.
Prayer influences men by influencing God to influence them. Read that last sentence again slowly. That's funny. That's right there. That is the essence of this book. Leadership is influence. One of the most powerful ways to influence others spiritually is through prayer. Therefore, to lead effectively by influencing others for God, Christian leaders must pray. If leaders want to lead well, they must pray well.
Yeah, that's another great statement.
That's a great statement.
If leaders want to lead well, they must pray well.
Yeah. Over the past 30 years, I've studied the lives of dozens of God's greatest spiritual leaders, from Abraham to Billy Graham. It's my conclusion and conviction that prayer is the timeless and often overlooked secret to high-impact spiritual leadership. Certainly, courageous acts, fearless faith, spiritual gifts, and anointed abilities help make leaders spiritually influential. I agree that credible integrity, fervent passion, clear purpose, and wise plans are important. It's good to cast your vision, identify your values, and build your team. But the common denominator of great spiritual leaders and dynamic spiritual influencers down through the ages lies in their prayer lives. Prayer is the ageless act of highly effective Christian leaders. Prayer must not be slighted. Prayer must be prioritized and practiced to achieve maximum impact.
And all of God's people said, Amen. Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, available at the Great News Media Center and also at the WLUJ Studios for $10. We'll be covering this book for a number of weeks and probably months.
Yeah, I'm real excited for us to do this all together with listeners and just the feedback, and we can hear things, and this is great.
Learn and grow together.
You bet.
Well, thanks for joining us today, friend. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.